Eating plant pollen.
I'd be more worried about what happens when Piggy Lily's pigakinesis transforms all those falling trees into colossal crayon pigs.
Now hold on a minute. That's an apocalypse for another day. Right now we all need naps.
Yeah, my neck's shrinking, and now my head's starting to feel really heavy.
Oh no. Am I gonna lose my rain powers? Just when I finally nailed my catchphrase.
Please, Dad, no.
Splish, splash, take a bath. Oh, that one of us.
The end.
Does anyone know where we packed the house? You mean crashed it?
Obviously.
Rather an inspiring thing.
Well, Anne and Noelle, I hope you enjoyed your story. And I hope all of you kids have enjoyed our three-part Jumanji trilogy.
Excuse me, Mr. X, but I'm here to shout out. He loves dolls and doing art and lives in Dublin, Ireland. She and her brother, Lee, are big fans of What If World, and Lee likes Mario and Pokemon.
And I've got a shout out for Clara Eleanor Rowland, who was born in Scotland.
Now
Add a band tipping in for a quick shout out for Eva. Eva and her little brother Axel, that is. Eva loves unicorns and climbing trees. And Axel loves dinosaurs and cars. They listen to What If World all the time and love the amazing world that Mr. Eric has created. Thank you, that is so sweet to say.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my helper Miss Lynn, and all you kids at home, who know that all of our great powers are meant to be grown into, not simply handed over, as fun as that might sound. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.